morning.
Good morning.
Fine. Let's turn in our Bibles this morning to Matthew 8.
请我们打开圣经马太福音。
I'm not moving this over to get away from you folks.
我把这个讲台搬到这边，可以离右边这边远一点。
In case I want to use the board,
不是你们。
I want to be a little closer.
不是要离你们远一点，对不起，是要离这黑板近一点。
Matthew 8 verse 20, we have one of those sobering verses in the Bible.
在马太福音八章二十节，在这里是一个我们很主讲的一个很心里面很深的话。
I'm not saying that it is the saddest verse.
我不是说这是最忧伤、最难过的话。
But it ranks as possibly one of the most saddest verses in the Bible.
但是却。也是事实上是圣经里面也是非常让我们难过的一句话。
In this verse, we see the failure of God's purpose being realized among a people on this earth.
在这里我们看见神的计划，他的心意怎样没有在他的百姓的当中得到成全。
Jesus came to this earth to have a people.
主耶稣来到地上为了要得着一般人。
A people that he could have an intimate, personal relationship with.
他可以与他们有亲近的个人的关系。
And here Jesus comments about the result of what he so desired.
那这里主耶稣讲到说他心里面想要的结果是什么。
Matthew 8 verse 20, And Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, The birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
马太福音八章二十节，耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。”
Let's pray.
请我们一起祷告。
Father, once again this morning, we're thankful that you invited us to your table.
天父，我们感谢你早晨再一次邀请我们到你桌子面前。
To once again eat the bread of life.
再一次来吃生命的饼。
We're thankful this morning that your coming founded a new kingdom, a new people, a new race.
我们感谢你，你来了，来建立一个新的国度，来带来一批新的子民。
We were all born of that first Adam.Loving sin, loving ourselves.
我们原来是在第一个亚当里面生的，我们爱罪。
But you reversed that whole thing and found a new race in the last Adam.
但是你来了，在末后的亚当的里面又兴起了另外一个族类。
And we have the opportunity to either enter into that or to reject it.
我们有这样的机会可以来进入或者是拒绝。
And even coming to your feet this morning, we're saying to you, Lord,We want to be bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh.
早晨来到你的面前，我们说我们愿意成为你骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Reveal yourself to us.
早晨愿你启示你的自己。
Reveal that intimate thought that is on your heart to each one of us.
对我们每个人来晓谕你心中深处的意念。
In Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Turn in your Bibles to Genesis 1, please, or Genesis 2, verse 1.
请我们再打开圣经，在创世纪二章一节。
Genesis is the seed plot for the whole Bible.
创世纪是圣经的秧田。
It's the book of beginnings.
是讲到起初的书。
All the fruit that we are going to glean.Through the rest of the 35 books, the seed is planted here.
在旧约里面，其他35卷的这些种子都在 圣经里面的创世纪。
It's the beginning of creation.
这是讲到创造的起头。
It's the beginning of man.
讲到人类的开始。
It's the beginning of sin.
是讲到罪的起头。
It's the beginning of redemption.
讲到救赎的起头。
All of these seeds are planted there in that book.
这些种子都种在创世纪这本书里。
Even the purpose of God, we see the beginning.
从创世纪我们看到神起初的心意。
And here in these first three verses of Genesis 2, we see something of what is really on God's heart.
从二章的头三节里面，我们看见神心里面的意念。
It sounds just like an innocuous thing. Here is the Sabbath, we rest.
也许我们觉得很平常，说安息日就应该休息。
It's like looking at a seed. You don't see much when you see a seed.
你看到一个种子，好像你看不到什么。
But in any seed, there is life.
但在每一粒种子里面都有生命。
And all the characteristics, all the sweetness, all the life that's going to be in the fruit is found in that little tiny seed.
那所有在果子里面要找到的特点都可以在种子里面找到。
And here in Genesis 1 we have a seed.
在这里我们看见又有一个种子。
Genesis 2, excuse me, first verse.
创世纪二章第一节。
Thus the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. And by the seventh day God completed his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done.Then God blessed the seventh day. He set it apart. He consecrated it. He dedicated it. He sanctified it. Because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
天地万物都造齐了。到了第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七天歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
Our brother has already mentioned that the conference is this week.
我们的弟兄刚才已经提到夏令会就快要再来了，在这个礼拜。
He's also mentioned all the physical work that has been done.
他也提到所有这外面要安排的事情都已经做好了。
Physical work is very important.
外面的这些事物的安排很重要。
But there will not be a conference of any eternal value without spiritual work.
但是如果没有属灵的内涵，那这个夏令会就没有永远的价值。
And as we were reflecting this week before the Lord as to what He wanted to do, what we can expect.This thought here in this verse came to me from the Lord.
当我在寻求说主要我交通什么，我们应该怎么样来等候他？那这几节圣经主就赐给我。
What do you expect this week?
你在这礼拜当中要期待什么
？Even if you're not going to the conference, I don't want to exclude anyway. What do you expect this week?
就算你没有办法去参加夏令会，你期待在这个礼拜当中期待什么呢
？What do you want to happen?In your life this week,
在这个礼拜当中，你希望你的生活、生命发生什么样的变化呢
？What is the goal of the conference of this week?
在这个礼拜的夏令会的目的是什么
？May I suggest this morning that the Lord has a place to rest?
那我就想到，主要得着一个安息之所。
We're always concerned about our rest.
我们总是来考虑我们安息自己的安息。
What I'm going to get out of the conference?
我夏令会回来要得着什么
？We ask the question, why are you going?
那我们就来问你一个问题，为什么你要去呢
？Well, someone signed me up.
哦，有人替我报名了。
My mom and dad said I had to go.
我父母告诉我说我必须要去。
I'm going because I'm going to see my friends.
我要去，因为我要到那里遇见我的朋友。
Some of the younger ones might say, I'm looking for a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
年轻人说我要去看我的男朋友或女朋友。
Some of the more spiritual ones might say, I'm going to go see Jesus.
有些比较属灵的人说我要去见耶稣。
I'm going for fellowship.
我要去那边有交通。
There's a higher calling, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，还有一个更高的呼召。
A calling that will take care of everything else.
这个呼召能够来解决我们所有的问题。
A calling that's eternal.
是永远的。
It's a calling that will give pleasure and satisfaction to the Lord.
会给主带来满足，给他带来喜悦。
There is a principle in the Bible. Anytime the Lord is satisfied, man is satisfied.
在圣经里面有一个原则，什么时候神满足了，人就满足了。
We are thankful for the blood of Christ.
我们为着主耶稣的宝血感谢。
Around the table this morning, we acknowledged it many times. Thank you for the blood that has dealt with that guilt.
在主的桌子面前，我们有好多的祷告，说谢谢主的宝血。
We're thankful for the cross that separated us from the world.
我们谢谢主的十字架，让我们与世界分别。
We're thankful, Father, for that cross that has delivered us from sin, that factory that manufactures anger and fear and frustration.
谢谢主给我们十字架，让我们可以与罪的源头可以有分别。
We're thankful for victory.
我们为主的得胜感谢他。
Oh Lord, thank you for those four words.Of the cross, justification.
我们为着四在十字架成就了四件事，感谢他。
Sanctification,
成圣。
Deliverance,
来拯救。
Victory,
得胜。
But is that it?
难道就只是这样吗？
We often live in that realm. Those four things, those four words of the cross, have benefited every single one of us.
这四件事情让我们每一个人都受益。
We sang about it this morning. That is our inheritance.That is something.
我们也唱到这是我的产业。
But I will tell you, brothers and sisters, it'll leave you so fat-headed if that's where we stop.
但是我们若只停在这里，那我们就只是有一个很大的头脑而已。
It's a blessing, but it will leave us arrogant and proud and exclusive.
这些是祝福，但是我们若停在这里，让我们自己却很骄傲，而且会排除其他的人。
But when we start thinking of the Lord and His need,It changes it all.
但是我们想到主和他的需要，那整个就改变了。
The other is selfish.
另外一个就是自私。
And selfishness is sin.
自私就是罪。
And we often live in sin because it's Christ for me.
因为我们常常都觉得耶稣是为我。
And I'm not opposed to that song.
我不是来反对耶稣为我这首诗歌。That's where we start. 这是我们开始的地
方。We learn that from babies.
我们从婴孩里面
Babies are not interested in their parents.
学习，婴孩对父母没有什么兴趣。
It's just they want someone and they don't care who it is to give them milk.
他们要得到奶，他不管是谁，只要有人给他奶就可以了。
It's very cute when you're a year old.
当你一岁的时候是很可爱的。
But it's very pathetic when you get into those two-year-olds and it's all for me and mom and dad don't exist.
但是当孩子长到两岁，如果还是一切是为我，父母都不存在，是很。
And it's sadder yet when you become a teenager and get in your twenties, and it's still all about me.
如果到十几岁到二十岁，我们都还是只关心自己，是很难过的一件事。
And then we accept Christ and we continue that very selfish life.
我们虽然接受了耶稣，但我们若自己还是自私的生命。
It's all Christ for me. I've got a problem. I'm sick.I'm worried about the kids, and it's all praying for me.
所有的祷告都围着自己为中心。我生病了，孩子需要这个。
That's not why Jesus came.
这不是主耶稣来的目的。
Yes, Jesus came to forgive us.
是的，主耶稣来要赦免我们。
Jesus came to make a new humanity, to change us from inside out.
主来了，要把我们整个改变，从里面到外面。
Not outward things, not attendance to meetings, but he changed us from the inside.
不是管外面的事情，不是说只是外面来聚会，他要我们从里面改变。
And why did he do that?
为什么主这样做？
So that he would have a place to rest.
所以他有一个安息之所。
He did all of that creation, and then we see the seed. He rested.
他成就了所有创造的工作，然后。
He came to this earth for 30 years, 33 years and a half to demonstrate a total other humanity, an unselfish humanity.
主来到地上33年半，来证明一个不自私的一个人性。
In order that he would have a counterpart, a bride, someone that would reciprocate, someone who would answer to him.
所以他可以得到一个配偶，那可以来跟他回应。
David understood that so well.
大卫非常认识这点。
In Psalm 132:8,
在诗篇132:8,
I think it's one of the most beautiful psalms in the whole psaltery.
在所有的诗篇里面，这是一节非常美的诗篇132篇第八节。
Because it shows God's heart and a man's heart.
看见在这里，我们看见神的心意怎么样显在一个表现在人的心里。
It sets God's standard.
那看见神的标准是什么
？This is God's standard here.
在这里，我们看见神的标准。
Life isn't about David.
这个大卫的生命不是只是大卫自己而已。
That's what made David different.
那这是大卫与其他人不同的原因。
He recognized, even as a young boy, he was a servant of the servant.
大卫从年轻的时候，他就是所有众人的仆人。
Do you see very many young people, children, even in their 20s, young adults who are servants of their parents?
你有看到一些年轻人，现在二十几岁的时候，他们是他们父母的仆人吗？他们这样侍奉他们父母。
Psalm 132:8, Arise, O Lord, to thy resting place.
在这里讲到耶和华，求你兴起，来入安息之所。
You can go all through David's life, and he is consumed by just one thought.
你可以来想大卫的整个一生，他只是被这个思念所抓住。
Except for the many times that he sinned.
除了当他犯罪的时候以外。
But in his heart of heart, there was one thought, and it wasn't about himself.
在他心的深处，他只有一个意念，那不是来想到他自己。
David was far from a perfect person.
大卫实在不是一个完全的人。
He was a very passionate person.
他是一个非常有感情的人。
We never should judge David.
我们不应该来论断大卫。
Until we have the same genetic makeup as him, the same position in life as him, never judge him.
因为我们与他是一样的，若我们落在一样的情形里面，那也许结果也是一样。
David's great passion got him into a lot of problems.
大卫一个充满感情的人，来让他遭遇到许多的问题。
He could make a decision very quickly.
因为他很快的就可以来做一个决定。
He had to learn to come under the cross.
大卫需要来学习，来在十字架的下面。
And wait on the Lord.
在那里等候主。
His whole life could be summed up in this statement, Arise, O Lord, to thy resting place.
他的一生可以被这节圣经所来总结，就是耶和华求你兴起，来进入安息之所。
He was consumed with this thought of having a place for God.
因为他被这个意念所抓住，就是要来为耶和华找一个安息之所。
A place in which God initiates everything.
在那里，神来开始一切。
Not a committee.
不是有一些一些团会议来决定。
Not a discussion.
并不是讨论的。
Not out of just a need.
并不是因为需要而产生的。
But when a need arose, Lord, what do you want?
当需要来的时候，我们来问主说：“主，你要。”
Oh, it was so clear to those brothers in the first church.
在初期教会的时候，那个弟兄们是很清楚一点。
But there is a need regarding eating.
在那时候有饭食的需要。
Very simple problem, sisters. Oh, we got 10 sisters over here. Cook some food and make sure these people get it.
那也许我们就说：“哦，我们找十位姊妹来煮饭食来。”
Oh no. They understood when it comes to God's resting place, man can't touch it.
但是我们知道，若讲到神的安息，不是人手能够来碰的。
It wasn't appointing the best cooks in the fellowship.
并不是要来来来找一个在聚会里面最好的厨师。
What were the qualifications?
那这个条件是什么呢？
Select men filled with the Holy Spirit.
要来寻找来拣选的被圣灵充满的人。
Something as simple as a love feast is not to be touched by man.
像暗宴这样简单的事情都不是人可以来碰的。
We don't cook dishes because it's someone's favorite or someone has complimented us for it.
我们来预备来煮饭并不是有人称赞我们煮得好。
And that applies to every single thing we do.
那这个原则也可以应用到我们的生活上的
一件事。Our brother just said all the things that had to be done for the conference physically.
我们刚才弟兄讲到说在事务上有许多许多关于聚会要安排的。
May they all have been done out of the cross, out of prayer.
愿我们预备这些都是从十字架、从祷告里面来出发的。
To that degree, there will be a resting place for the Lord at the conference.
所以这样，在夏令会的时候，主就可以找到安息之所。
7 days from now, we will be driving back from San Marcos.
七天以后，我们要从 San Marcos 的地方来开车回来。
What will our conversation be in the car?
那我们在车子里面的交谈的内容是什么呢？
Will we be able to say the one and most important thing, God rested here?
我们要来说一件最重要的事情，就神在这里有安息。
I sense that God was satisfied.
我可以感受到神已经满足了。
God was pleased.
神的他的心喜悦。
Turn your Bible to Mark 11.
我们来翻开马可福音十一章。
In verse 1, we see Jesus making his final entry into Jerusalem.
在第一节，我们看见主耶稣最后一次进耶路撒冷。
He has served his time on this earth.
主在地上服侍了这世代的人。
We have seen a man live perfectly before God.
我们看见一个完全的人在神面前。
There was not one time in Jesus' life where he did something out of his own thought.
在主耶稣一生当中，没有任何一件事情是他自己想出来自己做的。
John 5:19, John 5:30 makes it very clear that he did nothing. He never took the initiative.
在约翰福音，我们看见主从来自己没有自己为自己做什么。
And now it's all over.
那这个时间快要到末了。
And there were those who came out and said, Hosanna.
有些人来欢迎主耶稣说何塞纳。
Those who were worshiping him and bowing down and paying homage.
那有许多人来俯伏在主的面前敬拜他。
And then we come to the second saddest verse in the Bible.
在这里我们来看到圣经上第二最让我们忧伤的圣经。
Mark 11:11, and he entered Jerusalem, he came into the temple, and after looking all around, he departed for Bethany with the 12, since it was already late.
马可福音十一章十一节，耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。
Jerusalem is the center. Jerusalem is the picture of the place where Jesus came to find a people.
耶路撒冷是一个预表，是主耶稣来要在地上找到一批人的地方，它是中心。
But Jerusalem said, "We don't want this man."
但是耶路撒冷说我们不要这个人
away with him
我们与你没有关系
there was a lot of fanfare as he entered that day
当主耶稣进耶路撒冷的时候那天非常的热闹
blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord sounds wonderful
奉主名来的是应该称颂的这听起来很好
everyone loves a parade
每一个人都喜欢看游行
Here is the king. Let's worship him.
Oh, 这个是王，我们来敬拜他。
Oh, dinner time. I got to get out of here.
Oh,
I'm hungry.
是吃晚餐的时候了，我饿了，我要离开。
Jesus looks around. There's no one there.
主耶稣在四面周围看看，没有一个
人在那里。No one concerned.
没有人关心。
The person who created each one of these people.They were controlled by their stomachs, controlled by their appetites.
这些都是神所造的每一个人，但是我们却为着我们的肚腹来受肚腹的控制。
I gotta go be with my family.
我必须要跟我的家人在一起。
That sounds noble.
看起来蛮不错的。
Jesus seems to find a place anyway.
主耶稣他自己会找自己的地
方。I understand, he goes down to the garden. He's one of the homeless.
哦，他只到园子里面，他是无家可归的人。
There's no place.
主耶稣在地上没有地方。
But there was a place.
然而在这里却有一个地方。
Jesus found it very early on.
在很早的时候，主就发现这个地方。
A wealthy place. A wealthy place.
是一个很富有的地方。
Two women and a brother who are quite well off.
是有两个女人和他们的兄弟，他们也蛮富足的。
Jesus often would make that two mile walk to Bethany.
主耶稣常常从耶路撒冷走了两里的路到伯大尼。
And find rest.
在那里得到安息。
There was something there.
在那里有一件事。
As we'll see, man, not a perfect place.
不是一个完全的一个地方。
There was something there that was different than big Jerusalem.
在伯大尼有一点是比整个那么大的耶路撒冷都没有都不同的。
We've often been misled that the place of rest is something big.
我们常常都有错误的观念，觉得安息之处一定是要很大的。
And we also often borrow from the world ideas and things to make this a comfortable place for the Lord to rest.
我们也常常把世界上的想法带进来，觉得安息之处要一个很舒适的地方。
But this verse right here, that 11th verse, shows us immediately there's got to be something else. There's something different than the capital, Jerusalem, the religious capital.
在十一节我们看到这个耶路撒冷虽然是宗教的一个首都，但在那里是没有主耶稣要找到的。
Brothers and sisters, it can be very subtle. In this temple that Jesus walked in and looked around, there are some God-fearing men.
在这里有一个很细微的事情，我们要分辨。在这里，主耶稣观看所有的物件。
Probably, if we took everyone in this room and combined our theological knowledge.It would not stand up to even one Pharisee.
也许把我们众人的对这些主的认识的宗教方面的加起来，都没有一个法利赛人来认识的多。
These are brilliant men. Their whole life is dedicated to knowing God.
法利赛人是把他们一生来奉献来认识神的人。
Everyone looked up to them.
所有的人都来看来听法利赛人讲的话。
Jesus could not find a place to rest among any of them.
主耶稣却不能够在他们当中任何人一个当中找到安息之所。
What characterizes this place of rest?
那这个安息之所它的特点是什么呢？
What has to happen in our life?So that the Lord can rest there today and tomorrow and the next day.
我们的生命需要怎样的改变，所以主耶稣在今天在明天可以在我们当中得到安息呢？
What is the environment Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday in San Marcos that is necessary for the Lord to walk from Jerusalem to Bethany and say, I can be on this campus this week?
从礼拜四到礼拜天，当我们在聚会的时候，主耶稣有怎么样的情形，主可以说我要从耶路撒冷走到伯大尼，在这里安息。
Let's take our examples or the answer from Revelation 2.
我们来看这个答案，就在启示录的第二章。
In Revelation 2 and 3 we have 7 examples of God's habitation.
在这里有启示录二章三章有七个例子讲到神的居所。
We have 7 examples of His resting place.
在这里有七个主安息之所的例子。
Of where He feels comfortable.
在那里要怎么样的情形主会觉得很舒适呢？
Beginning in Revelation 2, we have Verse 1, we have the first characteristic. And I will read a couple verses. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the 7 stars in his right hand, and the one who walks among the 7 golden lampstands, says this, I know your deeds, and your toil, and your perseverance, and that you cannot endure evil men. And you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not. And you found them to be false. And you have perseverance. And you've endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary.
启示录二章一节，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的，说，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐。也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
Verse 4, but I have this against you, you've lost your first love.
第四节，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Love is absolutely essential if the Lord is to find rest.
要主得着安息，爱是绝对必要的。
Love is defined as forgiveness.
爱来定义饶恕，就是一个定义，就是饶恕。
Joy, peace, and patience.
仁爱、喜乐、忍耐。
Am I unkind to my wife? I do not love.
如果我对我的妻子不好，我就不爱她。
Holiness, righteousness, gentleness, goodness, this is love.
要来圣洁、恩慈、良善，这些都是爱。
And without this, God does not rest.
如果没有爱，神就不能得到安息。
All the machinery can be there, services can go on, people can be fed, children can be taught. Is there someone who does not love someone else? It's neutralized.
如果一个人不能够来爱另外的人，就算有许多的聚会，就算有儿童的安排，聚会的安排，神也没有办法满足。
People say, how many are meeting there at West Office? Oh, 200, 300.
有人来问说，在 West Office 这边有多少人聚会呢？有人会说，哦，200个人，300个人。
Wow, that's a lot. Praise the Lord.
人说哦，很多人啊，赞美。
Does Jesus dwell there?
但是问题是，主耶稣有没有住在那里呢？
Does he walk in maybe for a couple minutes and look around and say, well, no place to rest?
难道主耶稣他是不是在这里走一走，说他们找不到安息的地方吗？
Verse 8. And the angel of the church of Smyrna write, the first and the last, who was dead and has come to life, says this, I know your tribulation and your poverty, and the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan.
第八节，你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说，我知道你的患难、你的贫穷，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。
Because we're so prosperity oriented, when we come to this one, it scares us. We kind of like to shy away, back up.
因为我们都是喜欢富足丰盛的，所以我们看到士美拿，我们就有点担心，我们就退后。
Where Jesus finds rest, brothers and sisters, there will always be suffering.
在主耶稣得着安息的地方，那里总是有一些苦难的。
And not just physical suffering, there is that, but that is minor.
还不只是物质上外面的患难，这是比较轻微的。
Suffering of a far deeper nature.
还有更深的苦难。
You know, when we think of Jesus dying on the cross, we're human, we immediately think of spikes and thorns and blood.
那我们想到主耶稣在十字架上为我们受死，我们是人，想到那个荆棘，想到那个钉子。
Learn it now. That was not Jesus' suffering.
但是那却不是主耶稣最痛苦的地方。
When he said, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head, that's suffering.
当主耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，但人子却没有枕头的地方，那是主耶稣的苦难。
His own creation, the people that he would die for, still want to just live their own life.
他所创造的，他所救赎的，仍然要过他们自己的生活。
They want to have their own religious life. They're going to build the church.
这些人，他们还有他们自己宗教的生活，他们要建造他们的教会。
And so you have a gathering where everyone is doing what's right in their own eyes.
所以那样的情形的话，就是每一个人都做他眼中看为正的事。
And it grieves the Lord.
这样会让主忧伤。
Suffering is part of growing.
受苦是让我们成长的一部分。
A woman learns it through 9 months of pregnancy, and then the birth, the whole thing is painful.
妇人借着9个月的怀孕来学习这件功课，那来生产也是这样的痛苦。
And what some women go through with 2-year-olds and 22-year-olds, they say, that's even more painful.
那如果孩子到2岁甚至到22岁所经历的一些事情，会让我们更加的痛苦。
When one brother or sister are opposed to each other in the fellowship, this is painful.
当在聚会里面有弟兄或姊妹彼此是对立的，这是非常难过的。
It is painful to God, and it's painful to the person.
对神是难过的，对这个人也是难过的。
But all of that growing pain, all of that travail, is what makes a better place for the Lord to dwell.
但是这些痛苦，这些生产之苦，来预备让我们成为更好的地方，让神来居住。
We're so easily offended. Someone doesn't look at us, we're out of there.
我们常常容易受伤。当有人没有来看我们的时候，我们就说我不来了。
And the Lord has no place to dwell.
那这样主就没有地方来居住。
He wants us to go through the pain. It's characterizes where he can dwell.
他要让我们经过这些痛苦，因为这让我们来预备自己成为他可以居住。
Verse 12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, the one who has the sharp two-edged sword.
第十二节，你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两刃利剑的说。
Here, when we look at this church, when we see this characteristic, we see the word that divides the soul and the spirit.
在这里我们看见这个教会的特点，我们就看见那个剑可以来破开灵与魂。
It divides the world and the church.
来分开 世界从跟教会。
Look at Psalm 64 for a minute.
我们若来看诗篇六十四篇。
I want to just take a minute here and just demonstrate this division that has to go on all our life.
我就在这里用这个作为例子来看我们这一生里面所需要做的分别。
Psalm 64.
诗篇六十四篇。
David doesn't even get through the first verse, and he is pouring out his heart about the enemy that is around him and in him.
在第一节我们就看见，大卫对神的呼求，就是他周围有许多的敌人来围绕他。
And typical of David, he has a way of just from way down in his heart, just pouring it out to the Lord.
大卫他就是很每一次都是这样，他把他从心里面的意念来倾倒在神的面前。
And it absolutely sounds like a disaster.
那看起来是完全的一个悲剧，一个没有希望的事。
And then we get to verse 7.
但是我们来到第七节。
And it all changes.
然后就完全的改变。
God,
然而神，但是神。
That.Is it is with everything in life.
在我们生活上，每一件事情都是这样。
If you look at Genesis 3:1,
你如果看创世纪三章一节
you have another little phrase. Now the serpent.
在那里有另外一节圣经讲到说，现在这个蛇。
Everything in our life hinges on these two things. It's kind of like a clock. Tick, tock, tick, tock.
我们生活上每一件事情都在围绕这两件事情，像钟摆一样，摆到这边或摆到那边。
Flesh, spirit, flesh, spirit.
讲到肉体，还有圣灵，肉体，圣灵。
World, church, world.Church. And when I say church, I'm talking about a gathering, a place where you can dwell.
讲到世界、教会、世界或是教会。
Light, darkness, light, darkness.
这教会是神居住的地方，然后讲到光暗。
Law, grace, law, grace.
律法恩典，律法恩典。
And here's where we often make a mistake. Faith, work, faith, work.
或者是讲到工作信心工作或者是信心
Brothers and sisters Only the cross And we see it right here The sharper than any two-edged sword The word of God that comes in Can cut moment by moment our thoughts Because we're either ticking Or we're talking
在十字架就来做这分辨的工作神的话就像两刃的利剑来分别我们在这个 两边
No pun included yet, But our talking gets us into a lot of problems
我们的讲话常常让我们带来许多的麻烦
We live too much on this side
我们活着太多都在世界的这一边
And everything that this represents
然后在这个蛇这边所代表的
Often this can be a very religious side
有时候外表看起来有很多的宗教的活动
It can be a beautiful organization But over here we have something that's organic Something that's living Something that comes from the inside
有一边也许有很好的组织但在另外一边却是一个活的生机体从里面出来的
A number of years ago Brother Kong was here ministering and as we got ready to leave on a Sunday morning after breakfast I knew we were going to have the Lord's table I said Brother Kong what's the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant of my blood
几年以前江弟兄来这里交通的时候礼拜天早晨我们吃完 早饭要来拨饼的时候我就问他这个旧的约跟新的约有什么不同
And Brother Kong often answers questions like this very short, pithy, in a very lucid way.
江弟兄总是用很短但是却带有亮光的话来回答。
He said the old covenant is external and the new covenant is internal.
他说这个旧的约是外面的，新约是里面的。
Here we have a stone with the law on it and God says try and keep it.
在旧约的里面我们看见有石板，上面有律法记在上面，主说你来遵行。
After a number of hundred years God saw for our benefit that we could not keep it and so he came with a better way. He says I'll put it inside, I'll write it on your heart.
经过几百年神看见人不能遵行，神就说我该用一个更好的办法把律法写在你们的心板上。
Live by that, live by my spirit each day.
让你每一天可以借着我的灵来生活。
Verse 18, we have this church at Thyatira. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, the Son of God who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says this.
第十八节，你要写信给推雅推拉的教会的使者说，那眼目如火焰，脚像光明铜的神之子说。
Where is Jesus going to find a place to rest at the conference?
主耶稣在聚会的当中怎样找到安息之所呢？
Where there is judgment.
在那里有一个审判。
1 Peter 4:17 says, judgment starts in the house. You and I are the sanctuary. We're the house. Judgment starts with us.
彼得前书四章十六节讲到说，审判是从神的家起手。
And that simply means, brothers and sisters, if we do not judge our sin and our attitudes and our heart, then God has to do it.
那我告诉我们说，如果我们不来分辨，来审判我们自己的想法，我们的态度，神要来审判我们。
We need to be repenting continuously.
我们要时时的在神的面前悔改。
If you haven't had to repent in the last 24 hours, you're not walking with God.
如果你在过去的24小时当中没有悔改的话，
Anytime we're walking with God,God is always bringing more light and we have to repent because this is our nature. This is what we're born with. This is the side we live on.
那我们就没有办法跟神同行，因为神的我们与神同行，神的亮光照亮我们，我们就要悔改。
But if you're having a quiet time, just even for only 15 minutes a day, and you open up this word and you say, Lord, show me your son, you'll have to repent.
每一天也许我们只花十五分钟在主的面前安静，那主当把他儿子启示给我们的时候，我们就要悔改。
This thing is sharp and it shows where I've subtly moved over here to just a self-confidence, a self-security, self-pleasing myself.
也许很没有注意到，我们就在一个自我喜悦、自我觉得自义的情形里面。
All the word of God has to beIn our life, 24 hours a day.
主的生命必须要24个小时，一天在我们的生命的里面。
So that every instance as we walk through the day, the children do this, my boss does this, my professor does this, and God tests us, and we answer, we respond with the word.
不管我们在学校里面老师或怎么样，或者是老板在工作老师怎么样，老板怎么样，我们里面有一个话。
Not out of, well, I'm going to change jobs.
不是里面就说哦，我要换一个工作。
My professor doesn't understand me.
我的教授不能了解我。
What am I going to do with these kids? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's not how you solve it. We repent.
我对这些孩子怎么样呢？我这么多孩子，我要怎么办呢？这不是我们解决事情的方法。我们要悔改。
The word must be real. Jesus is the word.
主耶稣他是活的话。
John 1:1, In the beginning was the Word, was Christ.
约翰福音一章一节，太初有道，道就是神。
This isn't a book of doctrines. This isn't the law.
圣经不是一本教条的书。
This is God's heart. This is the way Jesus thinks. And we have to get it in here so we will think the right way, or otherwise we'll be over here.
是讲到神主耶稣的心，那圣经教导我们主的心是什么，要不然我们就会来落在世界的里面。
The Bible says the serpent, Satan goes about all day long looking for someone he can deceive, someone he can move off the ground of Christ.
我们的仇敌那个蛇，他整天在寻找人可以来欺骗他们，把他们带离开神的同在里面。
We're very ignorant, brothers and sisters, of the spiritual world.
对于这个属灵的世界里面，我们常常是很无知的。
We deal with many things in the body of Christ in a physical manner. Come and hold someone's hand. Come and help. Come and bring them a dish. We comfort physically in an outward way.
在聚会的当中，我们常常都是借着外面的事情来服侍，来给人家带一道菜，或者是安慰别人。
We are in a spiritual battle.
但是我们要认识我们在属灵的征战里面。
There are millions of angels all over this earth, good angels right now, even here to protect us, or otherwise we'd all be wiped out just listening to this word.
我有成千上万的天使，好的天使在围绕我们来保护我们，要不然我们就很容易被仇敌欺骗。
We often say, Lord, let me see Jesus. We also have to see the opposition and have our eyes open.
我们常常说，主啊，让我看见耶稣，但是我们要跟主祷告说，让我们看见这个仇敌的工作。
Oh, Christendom is just filled with people that are slaves of the enemy, doing a lot of wonderful things, writing wonderful books.
基督教的里面有许多人成为仇敌的奴仆，哎，做很多看起来好的事，或写很多看起来好的书。
That's good.But the question is Jesus dwelling there?
但是问题是，主耶稣有没有在那里安息呢？
Chapter 3. And the angel of the church in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive. See?We can have a name or a, but you are dead.
三章一节，你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
There must be a spiritual environment. People who walk by the Spirit, not their mind, not their flesh.
有一个属灵的就是在灵里面来行走，不是在魂或者是肉体里面行走。
Verse 7. And the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one will open, says this.
三章七节，你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
He who is holy, he who is true.
那是圣洁的，是真实的。
Only where there is holiness, only where there is truth, reality, can Jesus dwell.
只有哪里有圣洁，哪里有真实，神才能够在那里安息。
That's Bethany.
那就是伯大尼。
Lazarus was a scoundrel. When he heard Jesus was coming, he went out the back door.
拉撒路，他听到主耶稣。
It was the big feast. It was the feast of booths. Lazarus, he had to be where the people were.
那是祝棚节是很大的节期，那个拉撒路应该要在跟人的当中，在人的当中。
Martha welcomed him. It was her home. She was the head mistress.
那马大欢迎主耶稣去，因为他是这个家的主人。
Jesus needed food. He also needed something else.
主耶稣需要有食物，但他也需要其他的。
He needed a place to dwell.
他需要一个安息之所。
Spiritually dwelling. And he found it in Mary.
主耶稣需要在灵里面有安息之所，他在玛利亚的身上就找到了。
But it's so great. This whole family came to a place after the resurrection of Lazarus where they just received him.
当我们看见拉撒路从死里复活以后，整个这个家，他们就来接待耶稣。
Here in this home was the place where Jesus' feet were anointed.
在这个家的里面，也是主耶稣他的脚被膏抹的地方。
You know, it's kind of interesting when Jesus left this earth, he went to Bethany to ascend.
也很特别的事情是，当主耶稣要到离开。这世界的时候，他到伯大尼那边来升天。
And he gave us a hint. He said, "I'll come again, but I'm coming to a Bethany."
他也给我们一个提示，就是他还要再回来，他还要回到伯大尼。
Verse 14. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, "The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of creation." Of God says this.
第十四节，你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说。
I know your deeds, that you're neither hot nor cold. I would that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
No place.
那里神找不到安息的之所。
The first phrase, the Amen and faithful true witness, the beginning of all creation, we see something of the characteristic of the place where Jesus can dwell.
在这里我们也看见主耶稣能够安息之所的特点，就是为阿们，为诚信真实见证的。
Only where there is fullness.
只有在哪里有丰满。
Christ is full.
主耶稣他就是丰满。
He is complete.
他是完全的。
He is the Amen.
他是阿们。
All things are summed up in Christ.
所有的事情都在总结在基督里。
When we give a place for him to dwell, he then also can rest.
当我们给主安排一个居住之处，他可以在那里安息。
When we're at rest, then he is at rest.
当我们有安息，神就安息。
We're about ready to go to the conference.
我们就要去夏令会。
And there's only one question.
我们要只有一个问题。
Will the Lord find a place of rest?
主会不会找到安息之所呢？
There can be a lot of great speaking.
会有很多很好的讲道。
There can be much teaching.
有很好的教导。
Much work with the kids.
也许有儿童有许多的工作。
But it's all in vain if the Lord says, "I look all around, and there's no place."
但是如果主说他四处观看，却找不到安息之所，这一切都是徒然。
Jesus, the Christ, created the foxes.They have holes.
主耶稣他创造狐狸，狐狸却有洞。
God, the Creator, created the birds. They have nests.
他是创造者，他创造天空的飞鸟，他们有窝。
But because of sin, because of our self-righteousness, because our better than anyone else in exclusive attitude, His number one creation gives him no place.
但是因为罪，因为人的自义，因为我们觉得比别人好，他神第一个为首的创造就是人类，却不能够给神安息。
Neither in our heart, neither in our homes and family, neither in the gathering.
不只是我不管是我们的心，我们的家庭，我们的聚集，不能够给神得到安息。
He's waiting for us.
神在等候我们。
Let's sing number 99 in the blue book.
请我们唱蓝本第九十九
首。And just make this our prayer. We're going to end with this.
用这首诗歌成为我们的祷告。我们就在这样结束。
I got one check. Number 99, Elliot.
蓝本诗歌九十九首。
We need a little practice on this.
我们需要一点练习。
But.It's the heart that counts.
是我们的心在神的面前算数。
We desire that you find that place of rest.
我们心渴望你找到安息之所。
That you find a home.In which you're at peace and welcomed.
你可以找到一个家，在那里有平安，在那里能够欢迎你。
We welcome you this morning into our personal lives.
我们欢迎你进到我们个人生活当中。
We no longer want to rule our lives.
我们不愿意自己来掌握自己的生活。
We want you to be not only Savior, but Lord and King.
我们愿意你不只成为我们的救主，也成为我们的王和我们的主。
Lord, we welcome you into our families.
主，我们也欢迎你进到我们的家庭里。
We welcome you into our gathering here at West Office.
我们也欢迎你进到我们的在 West Office 的聚集里。
May you find a place of rest.
愿你在这里找到安息之所。
We welcome you, Lord, to.Our conference next weekend.
在下个周末的聚集的当中，主我们欢迎你。
And this morning, we have only one prayer.
今天早晨我们只有一个祷告。
That you would find a place of rest.
愿你得到安息之所。
A place of quietness.
在那里有安静的地方。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.